This phenomenon of devotion is manifesting in a very large way, especially in Europe and America. Not anything to do with the Hare Krishna movement directly. In fact, our temples in America, they're going on. But there's a huge interest among young people from 15 years old to 40. You're all still young. You're all within 40 or close to it. So we're all young, young at heart. But at any rate, the college-age students, etc., in Europe and America, there's a huge interest in kirtan. Not shaving your head, not putting clay on your face, tilak, not wearing a dhoti, not joining some temple, maybe even not becoming vegetarian. But there's a huge interest in kirtan. Do you know what kirtan means? Kirtan means kirti. Kirti means the glories, the fame, the mahima of God. Kirtan, singing, hallelujah, singing, praising God, like the Christians talk about. And these are Christian, these are Jewish children and Christian children, and all these Europeans, Americans are going wild over kirtan. But I'm having an anniversary of the day I moved into the Hare Krishna temple. It was 35 years ago today. On the birthday of Lord Chaitanya, I surrendered my life at the lotus feet of my guru, Nityalila Prishtam, Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
10 years later, I took sannyas, the sannyas ashram, at the age of 34. I joined when I was 24 years old. I had finished my college. I have an MBBS in allopathic medicine. And somehow I was convinced that the real disease is heart disease. And I don't mean bypass surgery or stents or any kind of stint in a stent. I didn't want to do any stint in the medical field and put in stents. But I was convinced that the real disease is psychic. People are crazy because they're disconnected with God. The center of existence, the center of creation is God. And the closer we are to the center, the more healthy we are. The further we are from the center, the more diseased we are. And everyone can measure themselves. The physical disease, the mental disease, the heart disease. We're trying to satisfy the heart disease with a body. A man wants a woman's body to satisfy the heart disease. A woman wants a man's body to satisfy the heart disease. But we are atma, we are souls. So this, it never works, it's incompatible. My Guru Maharaj used to say, men are very nice, very good. And women are very good. But together, they're no good. it never quite works. It's an approximate relationship. It's an adjusted relationship. A man and a woman is coming together. It's necessary. We can't help it. Our karma forces us that way. But the basic premise is that we are spiritual entities. We are spiritual beings. Therefore, we have some spiritual demands, spiritual necessities, spiritual mentality, and spiritual emotions. And these can be only satisfied, fulfilled, and realized in connection with the center. And the center is Bhagavan, God, the Creator, Rasaraj. He's the Creator, okay, Srishtikarta, the Creator. Srishtikarta, the doer, God. But he's, the doer is a lover. Like you may be a doer, you may be in construction, Larsen Tubro. And you're building bridges and skyscrapers and flyovers and big time building. And you have so much power and ingenuity and engineering finesse. They can build these huge flyovers and bridges and tunnels and subways or whatever you call it, underground. But you're also, that's your creative side, your Srishti, your Karta side, but you're also very romantic. You're really a romantic person. You're very sensitive and very giving and very loving and very emotional. That's another aspect of your being, another aspect of your dynamic reality, your emotional self. God is the same way. the centermost personality, the Supreme Personality. He is fantastically powerful. So many powers and unlimited energies. And talk about making a flyover or making an underground railroad or subway, whatever they call it. What do they call it? The underground? What do they call it? In Delhi? Metro. So that's quite a fantastic thing to make all that arrangement, engineering arrangement and construction. But what about God? What about his karta, his srishti karta? He created planets. One planet? Two? Three? Millions of planets! And everyone is a self-contained unit. He's got water on the planet and mountains and earth and rivers and everything. This is God's creative ability. But that he does just with unconsciously. It's going on. It's like dreaming and building a skyscraper in your dream. You may dream and build so many things while you're sleeping. You wake up and say, oh, what was that? Or you dream you're living in a big house. God's whole creative expanse is nothing but a dream. It's like his dreaming. But his conscious waking reality is a life of love. He is Rasaraj. He is Leela. He is Leela Purushottam. He is only playing. Krishna is only playing. Leela means play. Leela means play, drama, enjoying. This is the center. The center is an abode of love. The center is an abode of transcendental joy. And we all have a connection there. So this day is a very interesting day for us. We are members of Gaudiya. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even the Hindi Panchang, like Hindi calendar, we read a little bit slowly Hindi, Dhire Dhire. And there it says, it tells the day and so many things in this calendar, what nakshatras and transits and all these things. And then it says some particular Mahapurusha's Avirbhav or Tirobhav or some, today is Kurma Jayanti or Krishna Jayanti, some holy day. So it says some things, then it says A, like a footnote. And you look in a footnote and many things are in a footnote. In the footnote it says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jayanti. There is some little mention there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jayanti, which means this is the birthday of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's even made the Hindi Panchang. He's so famous. He's such a Mahapurush. This is what the general Hindi people think. But we are scriptures and we have so many Puranas and Upanishads to explain the divinity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we accept and which we follow. For us who are worshippers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we say that he is actually Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, non-different. And not only is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhagavan Sri Krishna, but he is the sum total of all the Shaktis of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is Krishna's Shakti, Shakti Shaktiman, power and powerful, energy and energetic. The energetic is Krishna. Like we have Shiv and Parvati, Shiv and Shakti, Sita and Ram, Lakshmi Narayan. It's energy, Shakti, and energetic. Purusha and Prakriti. This is the transcendence. So Radharani represents all the Prakriti, all the spiritual potency of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. They combined to appear on this day 525 years ago in West Bengal, on the banks of the Ganga, the sacred Ma Ganga, the sacred river Ganga, in West Bengal. Radha and Krishna have come in this form of Mahaprabhu. And there are external reasons and internal reasons for Radha and Krishna to come to this world. Externally, Radha and Krishna have combined to give something very special. To give Dharma, Krishna comes for this purpose. Parichanaya Saranam Vinashaya Tajustritam. Krishna comes to this world as Ram and Nisringa and all these avatars to protect devotees, to protect the Dharmic people and to annihilate the Adharmic people, to establish some type of God-centered rule. When godly people are in control of a country, people are generally more peaceful. People are generally more at ease, we see historically. When the leaders become adharmic, become atheistic and selfish, everyone suffers. If the leader is a dictator or a selfish dictator, then the people in that country, they suffer. You can see, practically speaking. If the leader is good, what does good mean? Good means next to God. God is all good. If someone is godly and divine and representing divine principles, then as an enlightened leader, a God-fearing leader, or a religious leader, then the people will benefit. Nature will offer all of her presentations for the peace and happiness of humanity. We've already experienced. Everyone suffers under the rules of, we say, Ram Rajya. You've heard this term, maybe, Ram Rajya. The rule of Ram. Of course, Ram is God, but he was acting as an ideal king. So Radha and Krishna, they come. Krishna came, Radha came to establish religion, to spread some dharma, to try to enlighten people to the higher purpose and value of human life. But Krishna actually came to this world 500 years ago as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a combination. It's Radha and Krishna Yuga. They combine. The two have become one. So here we have it. This is the two become one. It has its origin there. It has its pure representation there in the spiritual world. Two, the male principle, Bhagavan, and the female principle, Shakti, have combined together. Shakti and Purusha, Purusha and Prakriti, Shakti and Shaktiman. So there we have Ekatma, Dodeha Ekatma, then one Atma, one Deha. Radha and Krishna became one. The heart of Krishna became the heart of Radharani. The heart of Radharani became the heart of Krishna. There we have real oneness. When Radha and Krishna come together, the two bodies come together, one as Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya. And the two Atmas come together as one, Mahaprabhu. So Radha and Krishna is one. Outside, the color of Radharani, golden color. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is golden. And inside, the heart of Radharani. Why? Why did Krishna choose to come 525 years ago? I told he came, okay, to establish dharma. Every form of God comes to establish dharma. Protect the good guys and kill the bad guys, as we say in common slang, and reestablish dharma. But Krishna came to this world because he was mystified by spiritual love. He cannot understand the nature of the love of his devotee. Love is, true love, pure love, is something very attractive. It's rarely seen, practically never seen in the material world. Genuine, selfless love. That type of love, which we talk about the ideal love, the search for the ideal love, or the ideal romance, or the ideal relationship, everyone has some innate sense within themselves that there must be some perfect match or perfect lover. That perfect personality who displays the ultimate limit, the prem sima, the ultimate limit of prema, is Krishna's Shakti expansion, is Srimati Radharani. Krishna, it says, Eko Bahusham, in Upanishads, Eko Bahusham. In the beginning there was one, and the one became many. Eko Bahusham. So in the beginning there's Krishna. Of course, this is eternal time. Bhagavan. And he's thinking, okay, I'm here. But I have some, I want to expand my pleasure. So from his own body, Nijarupataya Kalabi, from his own body he expanded a pleasure potency, Haladini, Haladini Shakti. This is Radharani. And then they engaged in Vilas. Shakti and Shaktiman, Prakriti and Purusha, Radha and Krishna. Vilas. Vilas means pastimes. Pleasure pastimes. So many pastimes. Holi is a pastime of Radha and Krishna. Throwing colors. Now, when Krishna was experiencing the love of Radharani, he was seeing there's something I don't understand. There's three features of Radharani's love, which he, even though I'm God, I'm God, I'm all-knowing, I'm omniscient. Sarvagya. I'm Sarvagya, I'm all-knowing. Sarvagyan, I know everything. But I can't understand the nature of Radharani's love. There's something extraordinary here. There's a verse in one of our books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna has come into this world in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? There's a Bahir Karana and Antar Karana. The external reason is to establish Dharma and religion, and the internal reason are to understand the nature of love. This love of Radharani is so mystifying that I try to understand you. So Krishna, Sarvagya, I'm no all-knowing Krishna, he couldn't understand his consort, he couldn't understand Radharani either. So we can't understand the wife. The only way you can understand the wife is what? If you become the wife. And the only way you can understand your husband if you become the husband. So Krishna figured that out also. So he did it. He says, I must understand Radharani. The mysteries of her love, the greatness of her love, the happiness she's feeling by serving me and loving me. I'm the enjoyer. I'm the center. And she's offering everything to me at my feet. And I'm smiling, I'm enjoying, I'm happy. I'm the recipient of her love. I'm the Prem Vishai. I'm the object of her love. And she's the Prem Ashray, the shelter and reservoir of love. But I'm the one, I'm receiving, I'm on the receiving end. But I feel happy. Everyone feels happy. Oh yes, fan me. Yes, oh yes, yes. Sir, would you like more food? Yes, more of this. Everyone loves to be served. This is the nature. We want to be the center. Yes, yes, rub my back. Yes, yes, rub my back. And squeeze my feet. Yes, yes. Yes, fan me. Yes, yes. Turn down the AC. Yes. Yes, bring me a drink. Everyone wants to give command. Take command. Take charge. So Krishna, He didn't want to leave it at that. He didn't want to just leave it like, okay, I can't understand my wife or my girlfriend, so, and I never will, so anyway, let's make the best use of a bad marriage and carry on somehow or other. He said, no, I have to understand. Because when I'm receiving all this service from her and enjoying so much, and I'm really, she's serving me, there's such a wonderful devotee is Radharani. She's such a worshipper. She's Radha, Aradnam. Aradna means worship. Radhika. Radhika means one who's expert at Aradnam. Radhika. And she's such an expert worshipper and satisfies me to the utmost extreme in all departments, in all ways. Cooking and this pleasure, Rati Keli, and every dancing, singing, everything. I love her voice, I love her form, I love her behavior, her moods, everything about Radharani I love unlimitedly. And I'm enjoying every aspect of her being, her humor, her everything. But I see that she is, I'm smiling from ear to ear, but she's smiling 360 degrees. 360 degrees means a circle, right? This is, I'm smiling here to here, right? We have a phrase in English. He's smiling ear to ear. This is one ear that's in. Oh, ha, ha, big, he's happy, right? Smiling ear to ear. It's an expression. It means he's broadly smiling. He's very happy. Bhot Anand. Ulas. But Radharani's smiling all the way around, all sides. I can perceive that Radharani is experiencing more happiness than me. By serving me, by being my absolute slave, she's relishing more than me. What is this? I'm the enjoyer. I'm receiving all the attention. I'm getting all the affection. I'm getting all the service. She's getting all the benefit. How? And then he says, Radharani, I can see that I'm feeling millions of times happiness from your service and in your association and with your affection, but I can see that you're so effulgent and so radiant that you're experiencing 10 million times more happiness by serving me than I am by enjoying. Now this is something mystical, inconceivable in this world. How is it that your peon is enjoying 100 times more than you are? Is it conceivable materially? Never. Impossible. He's always, usually the material servant is only thinking, when can I overthrow the boss? Or when I want to be the boss. Once my Guru Maharaj, he was in Japan, and he was visiting a printer over there, Dai Nippon, at Dai Nippon Press. And there are many executives sitting at a very long table. They're all junior executives, senior CEO, etc., and discussing this big printing order for the Srimad Bhagavatam printing, English printing in Japan, very first class printer. And there was some recess or some break or whatever, and then the CEO, he stepped out, and he said to me back in a few minutes, the main chief officer of the company, owner, whatever, MD, managing director, and there are all the other officers of different ranks and categories there. And they all introduced themselves in the beginning of the meeting. They gave their business card to Srila Prabhupada, and they said, I'm so-and-so in charge of this department, that department, all the leaders of that company. And they gave the calling card, right? Business card, calling card. And then Prabhupada had it in front of him in a stack of these cards, about 20 executives. Controlling executives of this big printing firm in Japan. So when the director stepped out, then Srila Prabhupada, he asked one of the men, he said, what is your goal? What is your goal in your life? What is your goal in life? What do you want to achieve? So he came up to Prabhupada with this was a stack of 20 cards, calling cards, and he looked through and he found his card. And he put his card on top. He put his card, like there are all these cards, and he put his card on top of the whole stack of cards. He was on Uper. He said, my goal is, I want to be on top. I want to be in charge of this press. I want to be the boss. Because, so Prabhupada, he laughed at that. He said, yes, everyone wants to be on top. Everyone wants to be the supreme enjoyer, or the supreme recipient, or the supreme controller. But here, in the spiritual realm, and this what I'm describing about Radha and Krishna, Bhagavan is the supreme controller. He is the supreme enjoyer. Yet he's seeing that his supreme servant is enjoying more than he. Therefore, Krishna said, Radharani, I want to become you. I want to understand there's these three things. There's one verse that describes this. Why Krishna? Why? What? In other words, sometimes we do things for external reasons and internal reasons. So God comes to this world external reasons, which I described. But then he comes to an internal reason, especially this particular form of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a very interesting, because there's no other incarnation of the Lord that comes here to understand about love. Every single incarnation of the Lord, or we say avatar, or descent of the Lord, in every age, whether it's Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara, or Kali, whether it's Ram, or Vishnu, or Narayan, or Das Avatar, or Korma, or Nisringa, or whomever, Varaha, every aspect, and every descent of the Lord, they come here to protect the devotees, to annihilate or destroy the miscreants or duskritis, non-devotees, and to establish dharma. That's it. And maybe they have some of their own vilas. There's some pastimes with their devotees, Chitrakut, or the different lilas they have. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is a speciality of his descent, his avatar. He is called the golden avatar. He's golden in color, like molten gold. 7 feet tall, very huge figure, born in a Brahmin family. Most of the descents of the Lord, Krishna is born in Vaishya family as cowherd, Ram's Kshatriya. They come in different forms. But he came in as a Brahmin, the son of Jagannath Mishra. Krishna came only in this form and only in this age because he wanted to understand the mysteries of love. He wanted to actually truly understand the mystery of Radharani. because there's three things that he could not understand. So this is on this particular day, 525 years ago, Krishna came to this planet as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to understand the nature of love. Love is so compelling, and spiritual love is so compelling and so attractive and so mystifying that even God takes the form of his devotee to try to understand what is a devotee? What is a devotee of God? How does a devotee of God feel? How does a devotee of God, a bhakta, Bhagavan ka bhakta, what is his bhav? What is his, how does he feel when he serves me? Just imagine, you're a master and you have some servants in your house. Of course, we've never think this way in a million years. But could you imagine thinking, I wonder what it's like. I wonder what it would be like to be my peon. Like you may be a big director, a big businessman. I wonder what it's like to be this guy that works for me. Of course, you'll never think that way in a thousand years. That's the last thought on your mind. I wonder what he really thinks of me. I wonder what he feels about me. Of course, you probably don't have to wonder too much. You may hear sometimes. He may tell you what he thinks of you. And you have to tolerate it because you need him on your as your servant or whatever. So this is something you can imagine, that God takes one of his servants. Krishna has millions of gopis and millions of servants. Some Vaikuntha is full of Bhagavan, forms of Bhagavan and his servants, his devotees, his bhaktas. Bhakta means servant, his loving servants, his bhaktas. But Radharani's love is so supreme. So in one sense, this Avirbhav, this Jayanti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is a celebration of the glories of love. And it's a celebration of the glories of Srimati Radharani. We have Radhastami. Maybe you've heard of Radhastami. This is the birthday, appearance day of Srimati Radharani in Ravel or Barsana. But this day also is a celebration of the love of Radharani. This is also a day to glorify Radharani. Because Radharani's love was so great that she forced Bhagavan to take her form. She forced Bhagavan to take her love, to understand what is the love of my devotee, Radha, and what is the happiness that she experiences when she serves me. Did Ram ever become Sita? Did Narayan ever become Lakshmi? Never happened. And certainly they're great. Sita is a great devotee of Ram, the greatest. And Lakshmi is the greatest devotee of Vishnu or Narayan. But see the supremacy of Radharani. Sarvashakti Mayi Radha. She's the Adya Shakti, Adi Shakti. All the other Shaktis expand from Radha. So see the depth of Radha's love. I was thinking, because we've observed this day 35 times in our life. This day, by fasting and hearing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from our spiritual master directly speaking, or from advanced godbrothers, guru bhais. And then after some years, then we were speaking on this day. The student became teacher, although we're still students. So we were speaking on this day, sometimes in Mayapur, sometimes in different places. 10 devotees, 5 devotees, 3,000 devotees. On this very day I've addressed thousands of devotees. And I was thinking, okay, what is special about this day? What is special? Because God is unlimited. Everything to do with God is unlimited. His name is unlimited. His form is unlimited. His qualities, his dham, his devotion, his devotees are unlimited. Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavad Gita today, cover to cover. And get some idea from it. Get some insight. Get some idea. Read it a month from now. And you'll say, oh, same book I'm reading. I'm getting new idea. And read it every day. And every day you'll get a new idea from the same book. Because it's transcendental. It's a lokik gyan. A lokik. Spiritual knowledge. Divya gyan. It goes on and on and on and on. So I was thinking this day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Avirbhav, what is special about it? What? And I was thinking, all of a sudden this came to my mind. Yes, this is special. that Krishna, that no other form of Bhagavan, no other form of Purusha became so enamored and so attracted by his prakriti, by his loving expansion, he wanted to take her role, take her place. So this is the amazing sensitivity of Krishna as Bhagavan. He's so interested in his devotees and so much curious to understand the nature of the heart of his devotee. And it also amplifies the glories of Radharani, that her love is so great that she and no other consort, no other prakriti or no other shakti of any other form of the Lord caused her Lord to take her form. Can you imagine being so powerful? The wife is so powerful. Your husband says, I'm going to give up my form. I'm going to take your form to understand your love and your service and the greatness of your love. So that means your love must, the wife's love, her, she must be some speciality to cause the husband to go to that extent. So this Gaur Purnim is actually a glorification of Radharani. It's a glorification of divine love, the supremacy and the exaltedness of her divine love. And that's what's said in this verse. It says, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Aladini Shaktir Asmad Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bedam Gato To Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Adana Twadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Srimati Radhika is Krishna's Ladini Shakti. Ladini means pleasure-giving power, the power to give pleasure to Krishna, Ladini, Alad, and the embodiment of the transformation of his pranaya. Pranaya means love. It's a special type of love, pranaya, intimate love. Since Radha and Krishna are ek atma sarup, one soul, Radharani is intrinsically non-different from Krishna, and one in identity with him. However, to enjoy the transcendental pleasure of their loving pastimes, Radha and Krishna have eternally manifested themselves in two apparently separate forms. Now, these two transcendental identities, Sevya and Sevak, Vishay Tattva, Krishna, Vishay Prema Tattva, and Ashraya Tattva, have manifested in one sarup as Sri Chaitanya Tattva. I repeatedly bow down to Sachinandan, Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Sachi, who is the sarup of Krishna and who is adorned with the bhav and complexion, bhav and kanti of Radharani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came for these three purposes, to understand the Radha Pranaya Mahima. These are the three purposes. Why Krishna took the form of Radharani. Why Krishna came to this world 525 years ago. For three purposes of his own heart. Three purposes. He wanted to understand what is the Radha Pranaya Mahima. This is like Hindi. What is the greatness of Radharani's love? That love is greater than me. Her love is so great that I must take her position to understand her love. This day is such a glorious day to glorify Krishna, God himself and his devotee. And the second reason why he came says, this is the verse, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva Swadyo Yen Adbhuta Madurima Kidrisho Va Madhya Sokyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Sachi Garba Sindo Harindo. So in this verse, the three reasons are given, as I mentioned. Radha Pranaya Mahima. It's the same line as the other one. Radha's Pranaya. This is said Radha Krishna Pranaya. This is Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima. Krishna wanted to know what is the glories, the Mahima, the glories, the exaltation of Radharani's Pranaya. That intense love that she has. It's like pran. We have pran. Pranayam. Everyone knows this. Pranayam. So pranaya, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. It goes like this, different levels of love, sneha, man, pranaya. Pranaya is an intensity where your very essence of your being, the very essence of your life existence, is within the heart of your beloved, your pran. Your pran is their pran. You're more prananath, more prananath. We say, you are my prananath. You are the Lord of my pran. Pran means my very existence, my very life breath, the existence of my life. What is the glory of this love of Radharani? Then swadyo yin adbhuta madhurima. Adbhut madhuri. Same as Hindi. Adbhut means wonderful, amazing sweetness. Swad. I want to taste the sweetness of Radharani's love. What sweetness in me that she's tasting by her love. Like when a husband's with his wife, he's experiencing some sweetness or some happiness. But what, I mean, oh, the sweetness of my wife I'm enjoying, I'm relishing. But what sweetness in me is she relishing? So this is mystifying to Krishna. What is that, that she's loving me and serving me? And I want to swadyo adbhuta madhurima. I want to taste that inconceivable. I can't conceive it. I can't understand. And then what's the third reason? Sokyam chasya mad anubhav. And the happiness that Radharani, the happiness in the anubhav. Anubhav means the different expressions of happiness. I see that when Radharani is serving me and she's pleasing me and totally dedicated to my service and pleasure, I see that tears are coming from her eyes. Tears of joy, of bliss. I see that her hair is standing on end. Different anubhavas. And she's trembling. She's experiencing these different anubhavas or expression anubhav, these expressions of love. But my hair is not standing on end, and I'm on the receiving end. And tears of ecstasy are not falling from my eyes. What is this? I'm the enjoyer, I'm the central enjoyer, I'm the object of her love, I'm the receiver of all her love. So these three reasons that Krishna came. Because how much happiness Radharani's experiencing by serving me? Thousands of times more happiness than I'm experienced by being served. This is not possible to conceive in the material world. If you're the boss, you're the enjoyer, you can't conceive. Actually, my peon is enjoying more than me. My servant is enjoying more than me. We can't think that because it's not true. It's not possible. Because he's not surrendered to you. He's only serving you because of pay, money. The Radharani is not getting paid anything. There's no formal relationship. The relationship is only based on love. So it's simply the free flow of love, the free expression of love between Radha and Krishna. So this is the day that celebrates that, this wonderful love of Radharani, that Krishna came and he's trying to understand that. And then he's distributing it. He's distributing it to others, to everyone. Namo Mahavaranyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaurachwase Namaha. This is one prayer we have to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You heard many of the devotees, they know this prayer. Namo Mahavaranyaya. Varanyaya means so much magnanimous, so generous, so kind, so selfless. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna Prema Pradhayate. Pradhayate, Pradhan, Pradhaya. He's giving. Krishna has come to give his love. When he came 5,000 years ago as Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he stood in Kurukshetra and he spoke the Bhagavad Gita. And he made some demands. He said, listen, surrender. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Ham tvam sarva papebhyo. Mukshayishami mashucha. Surrender. You surrender to me, then I'll do something for you. First he made condition. I have a condition in our relationship. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. No scratchy mine, no scratchy yours. So Krishna made a condition. Krishna made a condition. You surrender, then what will I do? I'll take all your pop. Sarva pap, all your sins, moksh. I'll give you moksh, mukti. I'll liberate you from all your problems. But you have to surrender. And depend on me. So he made some condition. So people, the Bhagavad Gita has been hanging around for 5,000 years, 4,500 years. Very few people are surrendering. Very few people are getting the mercy of Krishna because they're not surrendering. They're not meeting the conditions. Terms and conditions applying. But there's no fine print on Lord Chaitanya's contract. There's no conditions. It's called unconditional. He's just saying, take it. I have the prem. I have Krishna prem. I am Radha's Karuna. I am carrying Radha's compassion. Radha's heart is my heart. Radha's Karuna Mayi. He's just saying, take this prem, Krishna prem. Embrace it. Taste it. Enjoy it. Distribute it. Experience it. Oh, well, what do I have to do? Do I have to surrender? Like Bhagavad Gita? No. Do I have to do anything? No. Oh, good. Very good. I don't have to do anything. Okay, great. Give me the frame. Lay it on me. Pour it on me. Shower it. Give me the frame. Fill my pockets. Fill my car with frame. If you're distributing. He said, no, there is one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes one condition. He makes one condition, but it's a painless condition. Surrendering is very painful. Every girl knows that, how painful it is to get married. How painful it is to surrender. Marriage is a mutual surrender. A man has to surrender to his wife, wife has to surrender to his husband. Surrender is painful. It's not joyful. No pain, no gain. Krishna says surrender, no one does it, it's too painful, everyone avoids it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't say surrender, but he makes a condition. Krishna's condition is surrender. No surrender, no reciprocation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes a condition, but he doesn't ask for surrender. He simply says, enjoy. You like to sing and dance? Yes. I like to sing and dance. Singing and dancing gives me joy, gives me pleasure. When I feel good, I dance. I like to dance. And I like to dance with others. Is it any fun to dance in your own room in front of the mirror? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there's one condition. I will give you love, unlimited love, unalloyed, nirmal prem, pure love I will give you. All you have to do is sing and dance. Oh, that's not a very difficult condition. So sing and dance. And especially try this song. It's a very nice song. If you try this song, it automatically makes you dance. If you sing it enough, you start dancing. If you're not dancing when you start singing, eventually if you keep singing, you'll start dancing. This song makes you dance. It's a very special song. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Vrindavan Bihari Lal ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai. Kriyaj Dan ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jayanti ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam. So we would like to close our discourse now, and we would like you all to please meet the terms and conditions of our offer. This offer lasts for one day only. If you recharge now, you'll get prema. If you don't recharge now, you'll miss this offer. This is a limited Krishna tell offer. Krishna's telling. Krishna's representative is telling. You've heard of different tellings, no? This tell, that tell. This is Krishna tell. Krishna's telling. You chant Hare Krishna, and you won't dance immediately, but you just keep chanting, and eventually you'll start moving. You chant, first you'll chant, and your tongue will move. Because you can't chant without moving your tongue, jiwa. Jiwa chalare, Hare Krishna. Tongue is moving. And the mind is always moving, everyone knows that. Mind is always moving. Chanchalaman. Chanchalaman. It's going too fast, I can't stop it. Chanchalahimana Krishna. Arjuna tells in Gita, Chanchala, Chanchalahimana Krishna, man. This man is chanchal, here, there, everywhere. This universe, that universe, everywhere. So the mind is running, so we chant Hare Krishna, the tongue is moving, and the mind is moving. Eventually, the tongue moving with the name of Krishna will capture the mind. Mantra. Mantra. Mantra is that vibration which liberates the mind from vikshep. Vikshep means distraction. Vikshep. Chanchal. Mantrayate. So when we chant this mantra, this sound vibration captures the mind. The mind is moving everywhere over the whole universe. So we move the tongue, then the movement of the tongue captures the movement of the mind. Then the mind begins to move towards God. The mind begins to move around the sound vibration. We start to hear Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. We hear the sound vibration. And inside of that vibration is Rupam. Because every form is nothing but collected vibration. Every single form is nothing but concentrated vibration. Wave. Waves. So in the vibration, in the waves of the sound, sound waves, in the vibration of the Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, is the form of Radha and Krishna. Rupam, Sarupam. Krishna Sarupam, Radha Sarupam. Prem Sarupam, Radha. Prem Sarupam, Krishna. Our tongue is moving, our mind is moving, vibrating in that form, with the sound of the name, and then we'll see the form of the name. We'll see Radha and Krishna. Then our heart will start to move. The tongue will move, the heart will move. The mind will move, then the heart will move. The heart will move towards God. The heart will move towards understanding and realizing God. And when the heart touches God, Krishna Kasparsha, when the heart actually touches God, and a wave, when a wave of transcendence, when a Kripa Taranga, or a wave of mercy comes from God, and enters the heart, then we begin to notch, dance. Dance in a Sankirtan party, dancing. Prabhupada, I was in Los Angeles, Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and Prabhupada came, he came to Los Angeles from Hawaii, and we greeted him at the airport. All the devotees went to the Los Angeles airport, international airport, and we came back in some big caravan of cars and buses, 500 devotees. Prabhupada came in a temple and we had Guru Puja. We worshipped Prabhupada, bathed his feet, worshipped him, Guruji. And everyone was, all the devotees were chanting. And so we hadn't seen Prabhupada for 1 year because he's traveling all around everywhere and came back 1 year later. Everyone's very, very happy to see Gurudev. Everyone's dancing, Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, Prabhupada. Then after we sat down and Prabhupada gave Pravachan, Bhagavat Pravachan lecture. And at the end he was mentioning, he said, everyone, and there were many visitors there, many newspaper reporters came also from New York Times and other papers to interview Prabhupada, take his picture. You know, he's a very famous personality by this time, very famous movement. And they were also there witnessing all the dancing and happiness. And Prabhupada was saying, these boys and girls, because we were all pretty young, 20, 24, 30. You see, all these boys and girls were dancing so euphorically, so ecstatically and joyfully. This is not an artificial dance. This is not a disco. These boys and girls are dancing because the soul is dancing. The Atma Nach, Atma Natya, the souls are, their soul is dancing. They're chanting the name of God, and the name of God is making them dance. Automatically they're dancing because they become purified. They become pavitram. They become connected with God. Krishna's always dancing. There's no one in this room that's never heard of Rasalila. Have you heard of Rasalila? Has anyone ever not heard of Rasalila or seen some picture of Rasmandala, some circular dance? Gopi Krishna, this like that. God is dancing. God's devotees are dancing. And when the name dances, when the holy name dances in our mind and dances in our heart, then we begin dancing. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kevala Ananda Kanda. This process is joyful. Dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world 500 years ago, 525 years ago, and he raised his arms above his head and he danced. He chanted and he danced from Cape Comorin all the way to Assam, everywhere, Bengal, everywhere he's dancing. From Dwarka to Puri, the length and breadth of India, the Char Dham, everywhere dancing, vibrating the holy name of God. Everyone chant and dance, raise your arms. You don't have to surrender and all this pain. The only surrender you have to do is raise your arms. Just raise your arms and chant and dance Hare Krishna. And all success will be there. And all love will come in the heart. Krishna prema will come in the heart simply by chanting and dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't sit in a cave and meditate. He didn't press his nose and do anuloma, vilom, vilom, anuloma, this, that. He didn't do pranayama. He simply chanted and danced. He was an active Lord. He was not a meditative Lord. He was active, moving. He was moving. And he wanted to move the entire universe to the spiritual world. He wanted to liberate everyone. In fact, he did. He liberated everyone in the universe. So on this auspicious day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Avrabhav, we can all move. We say it's a movement. We say this is a spiritual movement. Then they have this, oh, you belong to some movement. Are you in some movement? Yes, I'm in a spiritual movement. And because we're moving entities. Is there ever a moment when we are still? Is there ever a moment when we are not moving? Have you ever slept? Have you ever dreamed? The body is inert, but the mind is moving. The mind never rests, unfortunately. That's the problem. Sleeping deeply, resting the mind, susupti. Very rarely people enter a state of susupti. Susupti is the third state, deep sleep, susupti. Turiya. Very rarely people enter this state. Absolute forgetfulness of everything and everyone. And then we wake up. I feel so good. I really slept soundly. I feel totally refreshed. But unfortunately, very, very rarely does anyone get that type of sleep. And beyond that is turiya, susupti then turiya. This is this yogi in the meditation. He enters this state at will, without consciously enters, not under the influence of ignorance or tamagun. So therefore, most of us are always disturbed, consciously or unconsciously. We're always trembling. You know, they have this Parkinson's disease, some trembling old people. But we're always trembling. Our mind is always trembling. This anxiety, that anxiety, this worry, that worry. When we're awake and when we're asleep. But the mantra will deliver us. This trembling, this vibration, this wave of the Maha Mantra will deliver us from all this trembling, all this anxiety, and bring us to the land of love. Vrindavan is the land of love. And the entrance there is simply vibration. It is a vibration. Krishna plays the flute, Radharani plays the veena. The mixture of these two sounds mix together and produce a beautiful melody, a beautiful rag, prem rag. The blending of Radha's veena and Krishna's vamshi. Veena and vamshi blend together, a murali, and Radharani's veena. So we are meant to blend our vibration with the vibration of God. This is prema. Prema is a mixing of vibrations. Love is a mixing of vibrations. And this is the ultimate expression of divine love, is to surrender to Krishna and to love Him. So love personified came into this world on this very day. Krishna came to understand what is love, the three features of Radharani's love. He tasted it. He says, Swadhyā. He says, Swadhyā adbhuta madhurima. That adbhuta, your madhurima, the sweetness of my lover, is Adbhut. What does Adbhut mean? Adbhut is amazing. So Krishna, Radharani is like that. So he came to swad, to taste that. Krishna, Bhagavan, tasted the sweetness of Radharani's love. He understood her pranaya, Radha pranaya mahima. He understood the glories. By becoming Radharani, he could understand the glories. Husband only understands the wife if he becomes the wife, and vice versa. Now he's understood her glories. He's tasting the sweetness. And then he's in his sokyam. He says, I want to sokyam mat anubhav. I want to experience that happiness that you're experiencing. So now Krishna is experiencing Radharani's happiness in the form of Gauranga. And is he selfish? Is he keeping it all to himself? Is he getting the whole birthday cake and going in his room and eating it all himself? He's relishing all that happiness. He understands all the glories of Radharani's love. And he's swad. He's rasa swad. He's called rasa swad, rasaraj, Sri Krishna. He's tasting that ras. He's that madhurya ras. That parakiya bhav. That parakiya bhav of Radharani. He's relishing it. Krishna's directly relishing it because he's assumed the heart of Radharani and the form of Radharani, the kanti and bhav of Radharani. He's taken Radharani's heart. Now, from the vantage point of Radharani's own heart, directly inside, you can't enter your wife's heart. It's impossible. You can only imagine. But Krishna has entered right inside of Radharani's heart. And from that vantage point, right inside Radharani's heart, Krishna's tasting swad, tasting Radharani's love, the sweetness of her love. And experiencing the happiness she's experiencing by serving Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is serving Krishna by glorifying Krishna's name. Everywhere Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Hari, 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 Hari! Krishna, 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 hey! This is the name of Radharani's lover, Hari and Krishna. Krishna wasn't chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. No. Because he wanted to understand what happiness Radharani experiences and what anubhavs Radharani experiences, happiness and anubhavs she experiences when she's serving me. Because Radharani was always chanting Hari Hari and Krishna Krishna and going into Mahabhav and displaying so many extraordinary ashtasattvic bhavs in her mind and body. Krishna was witnessing that. Such the sudipta sattvic bhavs. Fully inflamed, unlimitedly expressed, ecstatic symptoms in the body and form of Radharani, Krishna was seeing. And Nikunja, Brita Nikunja Lila. What is this? What ecstasy, what joy and happiness she's feeling by serving me. I must become Radharani. So now, Krishna has become Radharani as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this very day and has experienced all this love and tasted and relished all this love. And then he says, now, I've realized it. I've experienced it directly from the heart point, from the heart place of Radharani. And am I going to keep it for myself? No. I am generous. I am vadanaya. I am magnanimous. I'm going to give it to everybody. So everyone can receive the love and the heart of Radharani. Everyone can perceive the greatness of Radharani's love, Radha Pranaya Mahima. And we can experience the happiness that Radharani experiences by loving and serving Krishna as the ideal and perfect devotee. Those anubhavs, sokyam anubhavita. And we can actually swad, we can taste that Radha Madhurima, that Madhurima. We can taste that Adbhuta Madhurima of Krishna, that sweetness of Krishna. Vallabhacharya glorifies Krishna's Madharastakam. Lila Madharam, Varanam Madharam, Venu Madharam. Your face is sweet, Varanam Madharam. Lila madaram, your lilas and pastimes are sweet. Veinam madaram, your flute is sweet. Chalare vananam madaram, your walking is sweet. Shristi madaram, your creation. Everything is sweet about the Lord of sweetness. Vallabhacharya is proclaiming that in a famous song. You must have heard it. Madaram, madaram, madaram. It's such a beautiful song. All of the great singers of India have sung it. Madhuradi pater akilam madhuram. Akila madhuri. Akila madhuri. Akilam madhuram means akila madhuri, unlimited sweetness. Swadyo madhurima. Adbhuta madhurima. So Krishna was tasting that. Radharani was tasting that sweetness of Krishna. Krishna became Radharani to taste his own sweetness. Now he's giving it to us. We can taste that sweetness of Krishna. That Krishna madhuri. How? When? When? Right now. How? By chanting Hare Krishna. And this is how Radharani distributes her love to the world through the Maha Mantra. And this is how Krishna distributes his love to the world through the Maha Mantra. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful descent of the Lord that has ever appeared in this world, giving what has never been given before. No avatar ever came before to this world. No descent of the Lord. All they ever came to give was mukti, Vaikuntha mukti. Gaura Vaikuntha, Ram, Nrsingha, Das Avatar, Vishnu, Narayan, Ram. Any kind of mukti they would give to their bhaktas. Go to Ayodhya Dham. Enter into Dasya Ras. Experience Dasya Bhav, Dasya Rati. Bas. Radha and Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give Madhura Rati. Madhurya Bhav. The topmost experience of conjugal delight and union with God through devotional service. This has never before been given. This is a unique contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're celebrating that day today. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.